Right Reverend Father in God, right trusty and well-beloved, we greet you well. And whereas the book entitled The Book of Common Prayers and Administration of the Sacraments and Other Rites and Ceremonies of the Church after the use of the Church in England was agreed upon and set forth by Act of Parliament, and by the same Act commanded to be used of all persons within this our realm, yet nevertheless we are informed that divers unquiet and evil-disposed persons since the apprehension of the Duke of Somerset have noised and bruited abroad that they should have again their old Latin service, their conjured bread and water, with such like vain and superstitious ceremony as though the setting forth of the said book has been the only act of the aforenamed Duke. We therefore, by the advice of the body and state of our Privy Council, not only considering the said book to be our own act, and that of the whole state of our realm assembled together in Parliament, but also the same to be grounded upon Holy Scripture, agreeable to the order of the primitive Church, and much to the edifying of our subjects, to put away all such vain expectation of having the public service, the administration of the sacraments, and other rites and ceremonies again in the Latin tongue, which were but a preferring of ignorance to knowledge, and darkness to light, and a preparation to bring in papistry and superstition again. Have thought good, by the advice aforesaid, to require, and nevertheless straitly command and charge you, that ye immediately upon the receipt hereof do command the dean and prebendaries of your cathedral church, the parson, vicar, or curate and churchwardens of every parish within your diocese, to bring and deliver to you or your deputy every of them for their church and parish at such convenient place as ye shall appoint, all antiphones, missals, grails brescianals, manuals, legends, pies, portasses, journals and ordinals after the use of Sarum, Lincoln, York, Bangor, Harford, or any other private use, and all other books of service, the keeping whereof should be a let to the using of the said Book of Common Prayers, and that yet take the same books into your hands, or into the hands of your deputy, and then so deface and abolish that they never hereafter may serve either to any such use as they were first provided for, or be at any time, and let to that godly and uniform order which by a common consent is now set forth. And if ye shall find any person stubborn or disobedient in not bringing in the said books according to the tenor of these our letters, that then you commit the same person toward to such time as ye have certified us of his misbehaviour, and we will and command ye that ye also search or cause search to be made from time to time whether any book be withdrawn or hid contrary to the tenure of these our letters, and the same books to receive into your hands and to use as in these our letters we have appointed. And furthermore, whereas it is come to our knowledge that divers forward and obstinate persons do refuse to pay towards the finding of bread and wine for the Holy Communion, according to the order prescribed in the said book, by reason whereof Holy Communion is many times omitted upon the Sunday, these are to will and command you to convey such obstinate persons before you, and them to admonish and command to keep order prescribed in the said book. And if any shall refuse so to do, to punish them by suspension, excommunication, or other censures of the Church. Fail ye not thus to do, as ye will avoid our displeasure. given under our signet at our Palace of Westminster, the 25th of December, the third year of our reign. Signed by Cranmer, St. John, Russell, Rich, Dorset, Arundel, Warwick, and the Bishop of Ely.